WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the 1930s and 40s, singer and pianist Thomas Fats Waller was one of the most popular American entertainers. He made about 500 recordings and wrote more than 300 songs, including standards like Ain't Misbehavin' and Honeysuckle Rose. Fats Waller died of pneumonia in 1943 at the age of 39. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new collection of Waller's music from the 40s, considered by many to be his least productive period. But Kevin says Waller could be great in spite of the obstacles placed in his way.
Fats Waller was too good for his own good. He could sing any song set in front of him, so his producers would assign him the most idiotic material they could find.
My, my, dig that pan. Say, boy, for the cat's information, I'll try to describe your face. In fact, I'll take the stand and try to review your case. Of course, I know, on the other hand, no one for miles around can equal your pan, no sir.
Pan, pan,
looks like a dish pan.
Pan, pan,
must be a moose pan.
Pan, pan,
boy, you got some pan, some pan.
Fats Waller is often portrayed as a serious artist trapped behind the mask of an entertainer. A man forced to play the clown by crass producers and a shallow public. But to see Waller as laughing on the outside and crying on the inside does him a disservice. His comedy was too lively for someone just going through the motions. He also enjoyed subverting weak material. On the immortal Eep, Ipe, Want a Piece of Pie, he garbles the lyrics so badly you'd think he'd been coached by Mel Blanc.
Eep, Ipe, coppers on the walk, Eep, Ipe. Sounds like double talk. If I've, if every way, if pop, 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 you do it all day. If the choir on the Copenhagen is worthwhile, then the part, if you have set the style, if you put a rack-a-sack in your hole real tight, and if pop, 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 I guess you do all right. When you pocket up your lips and then you hold real tight, let it go, it's bound to do all right. Come on, children, one, two, three. Together, come on, follow me. If I want a sweet pie.
It's true that Waller's reputation as a singer, comedian, and songwriter has overshadowed his genius as a stride pianist. Stride piano was a streamlined descendant of ragtime. It was developed in Harlem in the teens and 20s by players like Waller's mentor, James P. Johnson. But Johnson's student was the most modern and graceful of the lot. Waller's virtuosity as a piano player was rarely separated from his sense of humor. Music doesn't communicate ideas very well. I'm talking about music, not lyrics. But it's hard to miss the wit in Waller's bright sound, bouncing rhythm, and rolling triplets. Recordings are from a 3-CD Waller box set from RCA called The Last Years, 1940 to 1943. It includes some alternate takes never released before. In his final years, Waller recorded maudlin pop tunes, juvenile nonsense, and a few numbers that played on his prodigious appetite for food and drink.
Who's the one that I adore, though he beats me to the floor? Old granddad, my old granddad. He's my pappy's pappy. Who's the one that knows the tricks? When I'm wrong, he gives me kicks. Old granddad, my old granddad. He's my uncle's father. All my cousins, nieces, nephews know old grand's command. You must act right, you must live right, if you want to meet him in promised land.
Like some other silly songs that Fats sang, he wrote that one, which is another sign he wasn't a totally unwilling comic. Waller was also the first and greatest jazz organ player. His late 1920s pipe organ sides are astonishing. You may remember them from the movie Eraserhead. The electric organ tunes here, though, are far below his best. They're music for skating. In the months following Pearl Harbor, Waller recorded a couple of tunes for the war effort, including one number that's ripe for recycling by environmentalists.
Save up all your pots and pans. Save up every little thing you can. Don't give it away. Get some cash for your trash, yeah. Save up all that old newspaper. Save and pile it like a high skyscraper. Don't give it away. Get some cash for your trash.
The slogan, cash for your trash, could be a metaphor for Fats Waller's commercial success. But he always found something of artistic value in the rubbish. Even the dumbest tunes have splendid piano work. Fats Waller wasn't just a great musician, he was an existential hero. The way he confronted the pressures of 20th century life, the way he laughed in the face of mediocrity and wartime hardships, the way he used humor not just as a vehicle for laughter, but as a means of addressing the very...
You run your mouth, I'll run my business, brother. You run your mouth, and I'll run my business, brother.
Writer and critic Kevin Whitehead runs his mouth and minds his business in New York City. He reviewed Fats Waller and His Rhythm, The Last Years, on the RCA Bluebird label.